Good Sunday morning to you. Susie is on vacation. Denny Long here. She called me last week and said, hey, you wouldn't mind getting up early on Sunday and filling in for me? I said, as usual, no, I wouldn't mind at all. Susie will return next week, rest assured. She's just on vacation. She will be back. This morning on the show, we're going to be talking about a topic maybe you have had some experience with, or your family, or a loved one. We're going to be talking about hospice care. And we always, as usual, invite you to call in with any questions or comments about that particular topic. You know the number, 651-461-9226. This morning, our special guest here on the show, Kelly Pritchard. Kelly is an RN and clinical liaison with an organization called LifeSpark. Kelly Pritchard, good morning. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's our pleasure. May I call you Kelly?
Yes, please.
All right. Excellent. Thank you. We always like to, when we're filling in for Susie, kind of get a little background, a little personal background about our health guests. And maybe if you would, tell us a little bit about your educational background, where you did all your education before you came to this point.
Sure. Again, my name is Kelly. I am an RN clinical liaison for hospice. So what that really means is I do education sessions for hospice. So I am so excited to be here and be talking about hospice. I have done really my whole career in geriatric care. So I've worked at the hospital, worked in cardiac ICU, and then I moved over to strictly geriatric care. So working in home care, primary care, and then recently hospice. So I like to say, though, my claim to fame comes from my mom. So my mom was a hospice volunteer coordinator for 33 years. So I have grown up around hospice and all of the hospice benefits and attending all the events. And hospice was really a regular topic of conversation around my household table. So we talked a lot about hospice, and it's really such a misunderstood benefit. So I love to talk about hospice, all the wonderful benefits that hospice provides, and excited to be here today.
Very good. So we can blame your mom for this, right, for your career.
Yep.
Well,
absolutely.
I've had a little bit of experience with my late mother several years ago with hospice. But, you know, we hear the word, and we hear another word, I think I'm still trying to understand, is palliative care. But let's do a little defining here, Kelly. What exactly is hospice?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I like to just kind of talk about the different types of care, traditional types of care that's available. You know, and the first one is curative care, and that's the most common type of care. That's when people going into the hospital, if needed, you're going into intensive care unit. It's a very aggressive type of care. That's care when you're going into a rehab facility if needed. You know, the goals are always around cure. And then palliative care. So palliative care, really, the focus of palliative care is on symptom management. So palliative care, people can still seek that curative care and also see palliative care doctors. You know, most often I think of that you can relate to palliative care as like someone who's diagnosed with cancer. So they may be seeing their oncologist for that curative care, but they also are seeing a palliative care doctor who's managing pain, the nausea, the symptoms that go along with that diagnosis. And then the other type of care here that we're focusing on today is hospice care. So hospice care is really focused on two things. It's focused on comfort, and it's focused on quality of life. So everything that hospice does is always through that lens of comfort and quality of life. And when I walk in and I do a consult and I say, you know, I'm here to talk about hospice, I often get people that give me this look of like dread, you know. And hospice is so misunderstood, you know, and I like to say, people often think of hospice and they think, you know, death is imminent. But hospice is really not it doesn't have to be a scary thing. Hospice in itself doesn't lengthen life, and hospice doesn't shorten life. Hospice is really a program. It's a team of people that are there when people make the choice to focus on comfort and quality of life. So it's a philosophy of care that focuses on medical, emotional, and spiritual support.
I think when you mentioned, by the way, if you're just joining us, Kelly Pritchard is an RN with a company called LifeSpark. We're talking, and she's critical liaison with LifeSpark. And we're talking about hospice care this morning. And I think you're, and I guess I'm just as guilty as a lot of people who think, well, once somebody brings up a hospice, I think the end is near, but that is not necessarily the case, right?
Right. So hospice is designed, so hospice is designed for the last 6 months of life. So we often, you know, hear people and they think, you know, death is around the corner. It's in within days if I enroll in hospice. But the hospice was not designed for the last days of life. Of course, hospice is available anytime in that last 6 months of life, but there's a lot of services and benefits that are built into the hospice benefit that really help to enhance life in that last phase of life. So we always encourage people to start thinking about hospice early. Hospice is, you know, like I said, that philosophy of care that really focuses on life. You know, the focus is on making the most of life, on feeling as well as you can every day. When we're talking about hospice, there's two qualifications for someone to enroll in hospice. The first is someone really has to be aligned with the hospice goals of care. So they have to be aligned with wanting to focus on comfort, on feeling as good as they can, making the most of every day, not seeking those curative treatments, but instead wanting to stay home, wanting to have that care brought to them, and wanting to focus on feeling as good as they can, having those symptoms managed, and really enjoying life. So I like to say it's a shift in care, but it's also a shift in our thinking in that, you know, we're focusing on every day and waking up and how do I feel, how to make the most of every day, making sure I have what I need and focusing on what really matters. And the second part of enrolling in hospice is a physician has to determine that you are in the last 6 months of life. So hospice, like I said, it's designed for that last 6 months of life, and we'll get into some of the benefits of hospice. But it's designed for that last 6 months of life, and people are electing or choosing to enroll in hospice. And it's also important to know that hospice doesn't end at 6 months of life. So we often have people who enroll in hospice. They get all of the care, the services, the wonderful people who are coming around them and their family, and their condition stabilizes. They're feeling better. Their quality of life is better. They're enjoying life. And then as a result, because they have stabilized, is at times people will live longer than that 6 month period.
Kelly, we're getting a text. We get a lot of text messages already, which we'll get to. But someone was talking about people going on hospice, then off hospice. In fact, that happened to my mother many years ago.
Yep.
I tell you what, we need to take a quick break. But when we come back, in fact, again, I want to invite our listeners, as usual, to join in on the conversation. If you have a question for Kelly or maybe a comment, call us, text us, 651-461-9226. Denny Long in for Susie Jones. She'll be back next week. But Kelly, before we break, here's something to think about, and we'll come pick up on this when we come back. Texter says, please have the speaker address the relationship of hospice in a nursing home and how that process or protocol works. Let you think about that for a moment or two, and we'll come back after the break. It's our Health Hour here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Stay with us. 43 degrees in the Twin Cities. Denny Long, along with Kelly Pritchard. Kelly is an RN with an organization called LifeSpark. She's a clinical liaison with that organization. We're talking this morning about hospice care. We certainly welcome your questions either by phone or by text, 651-461-9226. We have a bit of both, Kelly, phone calls and text messages, and you and I will chat further. But before the break, I asked you, as a texter was asking, about the relationship, if you would address that, of hospice in a nursing home and really how that process and protocol works.
Hospice is available wherever people call home. So it can be a nursing home, assisted living, independent home, your daughter's home. Wherever people call home is where the hospice team will come and give that support. And then I like to just kind of talk a little bit about the hospice team. You know, we talk about getting this great hospice support. What does that mean? So the hospice team is made up of a team of people that's really focused on providing that holistic care. So the medical, emotional, spiritual support. So every hospice client has a hospice doctor, a hospice nurse practitioners. There's hospice RNs, and you always have a specific RN case manager that sees each hospice client regularly. There's hospice home health aides to come and help with showers and baths and grooming. There's hospice chaplains. We know with hospice, you know, we have those spiritual needs. The hospice chaplains aren't based with any specific faith. They're non-denominational, but they will minister from whatever faith background people have. And, you know, if someone doesn't have a faith, then really just from a spiritual point, I say they're like therapy. So really a wonderful source of that spiritual support. And then there's also a hospice social worker. So they are, they're there for that, also that emotional support. And then if we need help with any type of resources, advanced care planning, end of life planning, funeral planning, legal needs, the social worker really can fill in and help assist with any of those kind of social work needs. And then there's also some really amazing extra benefits built into hospice. So when we think about hospice really promoting that quality of life, there are hospice volunteers that are available. And hospice volunteers are people that have been, usually it's people who have been touched by hospice in some way, and they are volunteering their time to come out and be a companion, to be a friend, to play a game, read a book, just spend time with hospice clients. There's hospice music therapy that's available. There's massage therapy. A hospice massage therapist can come over and give a hospice massage. There's pet therapy. So we have some wonderful pet volunteers that come over and bring bring dogs over and have a hospice pet visit.
That's such a great addition to to the whole idea. Kelly, by the way, for those who are just joining us, Kelly Pritchard is an RN, clinical liaison with LifeSpark. We're talking about hospice care this morning. And I tell you, Kelly, I'm looking at not only the phone lines, but the text questions as well. This is a huge topic of interest. And now I'm getting a signal. We need to look at that weather forecast. So don't go away, Kelly.
Okay.
Thanks for your patience. We're going to look at that forecast. When we come back, we have more questions from our listeners as well as from me. Denny Long filling in for Susie Jones, who's on vacation. She'll be back next Sunday. Stay with us. News Talk 830 WCCO. It is a Sunday morning here in 830 WCCO. Denny Long in for Susie Jones, who shall return next week. Our guest in our health show, Kelly Pritchard. Kelly is an RN with LifeSpark. She's clinical liaison with that organization. We're talking about hospice care this morning, and certainly welcoming your questions via phone and text. As usual, 651-461-9226. A lot of questions, Kelly, about paying for this hospice care. Who pays for this? Medicare, other insurances? Give us the lowdown on that, if you would.
Yeah, absolutely. Hospice is covered 100% under insurance plans. So typically, it's a Medicare covered benefit. But if someone hospice is not just for people that qualify for Medicare. There's also coverage for hospice under, VA plans, Medicaid, private insurance plans. But with hospice care, there are no costs, there are no fees, there are no copays or deductibles, and there's a lot of services built in. It's really such a comprehensive plan that is underutilized. It's just really great to get this information out so people really understand what's available. Hospice, some other services and some other benefits to hospice is hospice pays for medications related to hospice diagnosis, related to comfort, symptom management. It also pays for supplies, incontinence supplies, depends, briefs, wipes, basic bath supplies if needed, lotions, shampoos, and also medical equipment, that durable medical equipment that may be needed, hospital bed, wheelchair, walker, shower chair. So all of these things are built into that hospice benefit and available to hospice clients.
Very good. We have a phone call I want to get to as well, Kelly. I think Jana has been waiting on the line, and I appreciate that. Jana, thanks for your patience. What can we help you with?
Well, the subject is very important to me because both my parents ended up on hospice. My mom ended up with stage 4 lung cancer. She actually survived an entire year plus with that. And then when my dad needed hospice care, and I wasn't sure that my dad could be on hospice because he didn't have a fatal disease at the time. He had heart and lung issues. But we were told that he was able to use that because of those issues and how debilitating they were for him. I wanted to comment that even if you're not sure about someone going on hospice because you're not sure if they're their medical issues qualify, it's important to find out because they were absolutely incredible in helping all of us manage through this.
I appreciate that, and I hear that in your voice. I want to get to Kelly's take on that because that's one thing I've heard over the years. I'm sure, Kelly, you have too. And I want to know more about LifeSpark, but people are calling those hospice caregivers angels. I've heard that for years now, and I'm sure you have too.
I have, and to the caller, I'm so sorry, but thankful that they were both able to be served by hospice and get that care and that support. And I love that call out that hospice. Sometimes people feel like there has to be a significant change and they have to be debilitated to be on hospice, and that's really not the case. So there are eligibility guidelines around hospice, but if someone feels like, their goals of care are really aligned with that hospice philosophy of comfort and quality of life, and they no longer want to seek those curative treatments, they can always call hospice. You know, we are always so happy to do an assessment, to do a review. And if they qualify for hospice, then sign them on to services. And, it's absolutely so true. It doesn't, you don't have to be in the last days of life. And I love that the caller whose parents were on, I think she had said a year and then 2 years.
Yes.
In hospice is really, it is designed for the last 6 months of life, but it doesn't end there. As long as people continue to qualify for hospice, they can still continue to receive those services. And the hospice providers, it's important to find the right hospice agency. I'm a part of LifeSpark Hospice, and I'm a little partial to our hospice. It's amazing. We have just wonderful providers and wonderful team members. Always welcoming phone calls or questions to hospice. Our contact info is lifespark.com. And our phone number is 952-345-8770. Someone has specific questions, more than welcome to reach out, and we'd be happy to answer questions.
I was just going to ask you the contact information, because I'm looking at another text from our listeners that, as far as reaching out for help, whom to call to get started. Glad you brought that up. 952-345-8770. We'll give you that number before Kelly leaves us this morning, too. Is there a website, did you say, too, Kelly?
Yep. It's lifespark.com.
L-I-F-E-S-P, just like it sounds, lifespark.com. Before we take another quick break, there was another text that I want to get to, as many as we can. Is there any provision for in-home care with hospice?
Good question. So Medicare provides the hospice team. It doesn't provide caregiving hours. And when I say that, caregiving hours, it doesn't provide someone to come over to the home to be there for 8 hours of the day to help with, the caregiving hours. But what I will say is, if someone has a need, if there's a need for that, that is where we would pull in social work. And social work can help with resources, look at agencies if needed, help to find a caregiver. But hospice caregiving hours, so a caregiver to come over and do a chunk of caregiving time, is not built into the hospice benefit.
Very good. Let's take this quick break. When we come back, I'm looking at yet another question. A listener wants to know, how is the family, or how can the family be involved in hospice? Let's talk about that when we return. Our guest this morning on the show, Kelly Pritchard, who's an RN, clinical liaison with LifeSpark. We're talking hospice this morning. Here on News Talk 830 WCCO, of course, coming along next hour, Your Money with Bruce and Peg. So stay with us here on 830 WCCO. It is a Sunday morning on CCO Radio. Denny Long filling in for Susie Jones, who shall return next week. We're talking hospice care this morning on our Health Hour. Our guest this morning, Kelly Pritchard. Kelly's an RN, clinical liaison with an organization called LifeSpark. We'll get you that info before Kelly leaves us, which is just a handful of minutes or so. Kelly, our time is really flying by, and I appreciate your time this morning on this really important topic. And before the break, I asked you, like a texter is wondering, exactly, if at all, how is the family involved in hospice? Can you talk about that a little bit?
Sure, absolutely. Hospice is a unique benefit in that it does focus not only on the hospice clients, but on family as well. So hospice services and the support are there for families. There's the chaplain, the social worker are available to provide that spiritual and social emotional support for families. There's also a bereavement counselor that's there when, family members are dealing with the grief and the loss. And bereavement services are available for a year after a client passes. So, you have access to that bereavement support through hospice. And there's also some other benefits built into hospice. Hospice has 24-hour care available. So there's always on-call nurses available on weekends, overnight. If there's something happening, if family has a question, if there's a change of condition, they can always reach a hospice nurse. We also have providers that are on call overnight. And those hospice, the hospice nurse is available to come after hours. And, you know, sometimes that's just providing education and support, assuring that, we can help and manage whatever is happening. Another great benefit that's built in to the hospice program for families is there's a respite care available. So if caregivers are burned out, if they're tired, if they need a break, hospice can arrange for one of our hospice folks to go into a Medicare-approved facility. So that would be like a skilled nursing facility or a hospital or a hospice home for up to 5 days and be cared for at that hospice of the Medicare-approved facility. So caregivers can take a break, can go to an out-of-town wedding, can just relax and get some much needed rest so they can give the best care possible to their loved ones. So hospice is definitely focused on the family and client as a whole and serving the family and hospice client.
No, our time is limited, Kelly, but we have so many questions. Here, I think, is a good one. Can a patient's regular doctor be on the hospice team, too?
Sure, absolutely. So we really encourage the primary to stay as primary. So when people have a relationship with their primary doctor, they know them well. The hospice doctor knows that hospice client. We want them to stay as primary. So our hospice providers work alongside those primary doctors, really to provide that best care. So absolutely, that's encouraged.
That's good to hear. I'm trying to get as many questions answered here as the listeners are asking. And this, again, is a good one. How do you know if or when it's time for hospice?
Yeah, you know, I think that when you are, people want to stay home when they are, ready to really, they don't want to go to a rehab center. They don't want to go into the hospital, be admitted. They want to stay home and focus on comfort and quality of life. So when your goals are aligned, but also, how do you know when you're in, you may qualify? And what I would say is I would reach out to a hospice agency. So, you could always reach out to LifeSpark Hospice. And, we are always happy to do an assessment, to review, to come out. I mean, my role, my whole job is to come out to homes and do education sessions and talk about hospice and see if you may qualify. And ultimately, that's determined by a physician. So a physician has to determine if someone is eligible for hospice. But if someone feels like they may be eligible or a loved one may be eligible, give us a call and we are happy to come out and, assess. Absolutely.
In fact, that's good. In our final minute of the show, Kelly, maybe you can tell us exactly how do we find LifeSpark again for those that maybe missed it. Give us a website if you have it. I know you do. And a phone number as well, if you will.
Yeah. So our website is lifespark.com. And that's LifeSpark. That's all one word, .com. And phone number is 952-345-8770.
Let me do that again. LifeSpark.com, phone number 952, see if I got it right, 952-345-8770. Is that right?
That's correct. Yes, absolutely.
Kelly, I wish we had more time. I wanted to ask you, I bet you have thousands of stories, personal stories of your experience in hospice. Because I see so much interest in this, with our listeners, not only phone calls, but text messages. We'd love to have you back if you have the time, because I think we've just kind of scratched the surface on this particular topic. So I'd love to talk to you again if you have time.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime. I would love to come back anytime. You know, when I love to kind of wrap things up here when I am talking about hospice, just as a reminder, you know, we really in life, we can't change the outcome, but we can affect the journey. You know, we do have that power really to view hospice as a gift, and this time can be really embraced, and hospice can really be there to help people make the most of every day. Yeah.
Good point.
So thank
Kelly,
you for
thanks
having
so much.
Absolutely.
Great truth. Kelly Pritchard, thanks for joining us. News is next here on CCO, then Your Money. Stay with us.